adios, no, that's Spanish.
Yeah.
Adios or hasta luego, that's both those Spanish terms, don't we?
I think. Well, so, you know, somebody who works on a farm, when they get out to work before daylight,
yeah.
You say that
they used to do that, they don't now. There's none of them get out before daylight now. Now, he, you know, it's Kim about taking them out before daylight. He used to.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you start to work before daylight, what do people say? They say they started work before sun.
Before the sun comes up. Good morning, I imagine.
Would they say before sun up? Or?
Yeah. It'd be all right. Morning, after all, that is morning. In fact, his morning starts about 1 second after 12 o'clock. I think you could say good morning very well. Now the radio says that too. I've turned on the early morning radio maybe sometime 1:30 or 2 and they say good morning. And I think that's good practice.
Yeah. Well, say if somebody worked until the sun went out of sight, you say he worked until...
Yeah, let's see. Till after the sunset? They don't say that, but I mean, I know what the Mexicans would say. They'd say Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Yeah, that's that thing, Buenas tardes. But you want to know about the natives around here. Well, I imagine good evening would be probably... Because they're not going to stay out that much longer anyway.
Well, what about this expression? Say if somebody came to see you on Sunday before this past Sunday,
mm-hmm.
You would say that he came to see you when?
Sunday before last.
Yeah. And if somebody was going to come see you on Sunday,
Sunday after next.
Yeah. I see. Okay. See, if today, is Wednesday, then that means that Tuesday was
yesterday.
And Thursday is going to be
tomorrow.
Say, if somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th of the month,
yeah.
Say he stayed about
half a month or 15 days or two weeks or 15 days, but 15 days is an extra day or half a month.
Do you ever hear people around here use the word fortnight?
I've seen it written. I've seen it in writing. I know it's a good term, and I've seen it in writing, but they don't. They don't use that term. People would stop and stare if they heard that word.
Well, tell you the truth, I hadn't run into anybody who.
A fortnight, of course, means 14 nights. But then, and you see it in writing. A lot of times, you're reading a book or something. Talk about a fortnight, but people around here wouldn't know what they might know what it is, but they don't use it.
Well, if you wanted to know the time of day, what would you ask somebody?
What time is it?
And he would say, well, just let me take a look at my...
Look at my watch. I've got this kind of watch. Incidentally, I'm about a minute and a half fast with it. I don't set it because it's too hard to, these hands slip, and I set them and think I have it set, and then the hands don't take hold and work or something. So I leave it alone till I have a little time off, and then I may have to set it two or three times before I finally get the right time on it.
Say if you were telling somebody the time and